Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards narrowly won re-election yesterday, remaining the only Democratic governor in the Deep South. President Trump had visited the state three times to campaign for Republican Eddie Rispone, a businessman and political novice. Earlier this month, Democrats won the governor's race in Kentucky and made gains in the Virginia legislature. House impeachment investigators heard from a White House budget official behind closed doors yesterday. Mark Sandy had defied White House orders not to testify. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin was among members thanking Sandy for his cooperation.
One thing we've learned in this process is that there are lots of patriotic and law-abiding public servants who are coming forward to tell the truth about every step of the process.
The House Intelligence Committee is looking at Trump's decision to withhold military aid from Ukraine at a time when he pressed the Ukrainian president to investigate Democrats. Public hearings resume Tuesday. Demonstrations erupted across Iran this weekend after the government abruptly announced a 50% increase in the price of fuel. Riot police used tear gas to quell the protests. NPR's Peter Kenyon says Iran's economy is struggling with the impact of U.S. sanctions.
The sudden Friday night spike in fuel prices brought protesters to the streets in several Iranian cities and towns. Tehran has dismissed U.S. sanctions imposed by President Trump after he pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. But the protests underscored the street-level impact the sanctions are having. Some of the protesters blamed Iranian President Hassan Rouhani.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. Protesters in Iraq occupied part of a main bridge in Baghdad yesterday, where security forces had pushed them back a week ago. More than 300 people have been killed during weeks of protests in Iraq, protests that began last month over a lack of jobs and government services. Britain's Prince Andrew has given his first interview about his connections with the convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead in his jail cell in August. Vicky Barker reports the prince is defending himself from accusations of sexual misconduct.
In an interview with the BBC, Prince Andrew said he doesn't remember ever meeting Virginia Giuffre, the then 17-year-old he was photographed with his arm around and who claims had sex with the prince on Jeffrey Epstein's orders.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady. None whatsoever.
Andrew says his biggest regret was staying with Epstein after the financier's sex offense conviction.
We try and uphold the highest standards of and practices, and I let the side down.
The interview took place in Buckingham Palace with the permission of Andrew's mother, Queen Elizabeth. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR. 4 days after suffering its worst floods in more than 50 years, Venice is bracing for another devastating high tide today. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports the mayor estimates damage to homes, businesses, and the city's rich cultural heritage already is more than $1 billion.
St. Mark's Square, the lowest point of the city, was reopened to residents and tourists after Friday's exceptionally high tide. The worst was Tuesday when the high water mark peaked at 6 feet 1 inch above sea level, leaving some 80% of Venice flooded. Images show shopkeepers trying to salvage their goods and tourists wading through knee-high water, their suitcases floating next to them. Mayor Luigi Brugnaro said Venice is once again being watched and it needs to show it can pick itself back up. The flooding has highlighted Venice's ranking at the top of the world's most endangered cities list as it deals with the double threats of rising sea levels and the impact of mass tourism. Forecasts for tomorrow are high tide peaking at noon at 5 feet 2 inches. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A gas pipeline exploded in southeastern Bangladesh today. Police say at least 7 people were killed, at least 8 others were injured. The explosion collapsed part of a nearby building. A search is underway for anyone who may be trapped in debris. A car bomb exploded yesterday in northern Syria in a town controlled by Turkish-backed fighters. Officials say at least 19 people were killed. Turkey blames the Kurdish militia. Such attacks are more frequent in Syria since Turkey began its offensive last month. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.